Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lenny, and yesterday I mentioned that I would be getting on today, and I'm just getting on briefly. Many of you message me by text, by email, phone call, asking me to stand with you in prayer. And most of the times, it's standing with you in prayer over healing. And I remember way back 6, 7, 8 years when I just received a revelation of Jesus. That's what it was, a revelation of Jesus, the true Jesus, the true and real gospel covenant of grace, Jesus. My body started experiencing miraculous healings. I wasn't even believing for them or asking God for them. I long for those days. You see, after those days, I became so very much filled with teaching. Teaching about the very things that I was experiencing, which simply came as a byproduct of Jesus, all Jesus. And I want to encourage you today to just get back to that. Get back to just Jesus. I'm not standing enough. I'm not believing enough. I'm not reading enough. I don't have strong enough faith. Stop it. You know, most of those people who are teaching, they don't just let it be known. Just let the truth know. One day, you were fixed on Jesus. And at that time when you were fixed on Jesus, a revelation, an illumination came. Faith sprung up. And at that moment, you knew the voice of God said, "Take it, it's yours." And so, rather than just focus on that, because that's where the healing came from, we try to assist lovingly assist people in their journey to healing, when it's just simple. Paul preached in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," the good news about Jesus Christ. You see, good news about Jesus Christ. Now remember this. Because in the good news of Jesus Christ, in the good news about Jesus Christ, in the hearing of the good news about Jesus Christ, remember what Paul said, faith comes by the hearing. Hearing by the words of the Christ, about the Christ. So Paul is saying, I'm not ashamed of this gospel, this too good to be true news, good news, the gospel of Christ. Jesus, the anointed one and the anointing. For in the messages of Christ, the messages about Christ, the messages that focus you on Christ, the messages about Jesus Christ, there's where the power of God for salvation lies. Plain and simple. Listen to messages about Jesus. Hear messages about Jesus. Read about Jesus. Put your eyes on Jesus. Put your focus on Jesus. Faith comes by the hearing. And that voice will come. And it will tell you, it's yours. Take it. That voice will come as you focus and rest on Jesus. as you rest in his love, as you look towards his love, as you look at Jesus. And now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is what Paul says. And brethren, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellency of speech. I didn't come with manly wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of God. I didn't come to you with teachings, and I didn't come to you with ways and steps. I came to you, right? Verse 2, I determined not to know anything among you, not to tell you anything, not to teach you anything except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ crucified, died, buried, raised from the dead. Jesus Christ crucified, died, buried, raised from the dead. And you see, in that speech and in that preaching, it says, it wasn't enticing words with man's wisdoms, but it came with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? Because the gospel of Christ is the power of God for salvation. Salvation, soteria. And part of that, rescue, redemption, healing, wholeness. So the power of God for your healing, the power of God for your wholeness is in the gospel, is in the sharing and the telling of the good news about Jesus Christ. How he died, how he was buried, how he rose from the dead. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I just want to encourage you with this. That's what you're looking for. This is where your answers are, in the gospel of Christ, which is God's power for you for salvation. Stop living in guilt, shame, and condemnation. Live in rest, live in love, live in the freedom that Christ brings. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author, completer, and finisher of your faith. This is Pastor Lenny saying, I love you. I love you so very much. I'm standing with you. I'm in your corner. I'll pray with you. You know, I'll hold your hands through the internet, through Facebook, through instant messaging, through phone conversations. I'm with you. I'm with you. I love you. I'll talk to you another day.